But Kathy Verton from Marine City is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
I would say from the Riverbank Theater, but then I got to say and the Snug Theater and the Inn on Water Street and the festival. I mean, there's your list keeps getting longer.
Yes, and I might mention that they're all night businesses, so I have not seen the sun come up in a while.
Now, just to be fair, you bid on this. You're the one that
I wanted
to do this. Explain how this ended up that you're here.
Well, I went to a wine tasting for Lakeshore Medical.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw that, and I said, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about the fact that I needed to be here at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's the Vineyards of the World event that Lake Huron Medical Center puts on every year for the People's Clinic. Great fundraiser that they have and one of the auction items. And I guess I agreed to this at some point. Somebody walked into my office and said, could we put this up for auction, a chance to come in and co-host the morning show? I said, yeah, sure, whatever. And then
look what you got stuck with.
Months later, I hear from Kathy. She said, you know, I won this auction item. I said, you did? Well, good. Let's figure out a date. So today's the day.
Today is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's perfect timing for us because we're launching our new season.
Yeah.
We're starting in. Matilda's hitting the stage next weekend. So it's a good time to talk about what we've got coming up in 2020. Yeah. And it's a big year for us.
It is a big year for you. Yeah. So speaking of Matilda, she's going to be here, isn't she?
She is going to be here in the studio. She's fantastic. Great little actress.
That's neat.
So that'll be fun.
You got a big year coming up. What's the biggest thing on the horizon?
Biggest thing this year is that we are launching a summer stage festival. And what that means is for the months of July and August, we will have something on stage at the Snug, something on stage at Riverbank, and we are going to be using the East China School District Performing Arts Center, and we will be putting West Side Story on that stage. So when somebody comes into town, they have three venues and three productions to choose from. People say, are you trying to be like Stratford? You bet we're trying to be like Stratford.
Nothing wrong with that.
Got a long way to go and a lot of growing to do.
That's a good blueprint to follow, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Because that's a nice little community that puts on an amazing festival every year.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. And now it's practically a year long. It's not just summer. They started, I think, in April and run it through November. So, and that's kind of how our season is.
You know,
we do. First show goes on stage in February, and we go right through the holidays. So
go, go, go! And you've got. We'll run down the list of who's coming in, but you are friends with a bona fide Broadway actor. This guy is amazing. Jim Hinman. He's coming in December, right?
Well, actually, November starts.
Okay.
Santaland Diaries, which was written by David Sedaris, one of the funniest authors in the world, and we thought, who can bring that elf, that Macy's elf to life? And we said, Jim could do it. I wonder if he'll come in. And he was just over the moon excited to do it. So
that's going to be fun.
It's going to be really fun.
Very cool. I'm so excited to have you here. And you brought goodies today, didn't you?
I did. We're giving away Winter Stay and Play Getaways. It's an overnight stay at the Inn on Water Street, a nice balcony room overlooking the river, and two tickets to one of the winter theatrical productions. We've got Matilda, and that'll be at Riverbank, and then we have same time next year on our Snug stage. So
that's going to be a great
show,
one
of those
too.
Two productions, and then $10 off your food cost when you dine at the Inn Kitchen, which is right there in the Inn on Water Street.